Village Shops rock. I love Village Shops, especially those that haven't got a post office and yet have managed to survive. I just popped into this little village shop in the middle of Nowheresville, not far between Milton Keynes and Northamptonshire, and you know, they got a big pile of books in a box outside. Just help yourself. It's got a post box. It's got a few old, random, yet classic DVDs on the shelves. The magazines that you'd expect to see in a village shop. Tractor magazine and Land Rover magazine and Horse and Pony and then a few ones on guns. And this lovely lady who is proud to say that she's been going for well over 20 years. They might have had to cut the hours down at the weekend, but it's a little community hub and they have a notice board, and recently they invested in a little instant coffee machine. Not a particularly good one, but the thought's definitely there, so that people can stop and have a coffee and stand around and chat. And they've got a paper boy, and there's something about these little village shops that really tie together a community. Plus you find lovely random cans of drink that you wouldn't normally see unless you spent a little bit longer than you like to in the supermarkets. Why do we call them supermarkets? They couldn't be further away from markets. They are the super satanic suckers of our community spirit. The small-time shopkeeper is suffering under these mega stores, the likes of Tesco's and Safeway's and etc. etc. Don't sue me for saying that, please. But come on, the fact that they've started opening these small express versions of their shops and pushing out the small-time, small town shopkeepers as well does my head in. I'm hoping that there won't be some kind of initiative to just start moving to the villages. Oh, you know, it's worth our while. I know Spa to a certain extent does that, but Spa also keeps a lot of the village shops alive, and you tend to have a guy or family running those kind of stores that does keep the community spirit alive, and they just to a certain extent have their stuff delivered from a certain warehouse. And my local village shop, he's great. He, you know, you can see him doing the cash and carry shop every week, and there'll be something different every week because someone says, hey, you know, Barry, is there any chance you could get this week? And he'll do it. And you know, if you don't like particular wine he gets, he'll try something different, and I love that. And I really hope that occasionally when we don't need to pop into the supermarket on the way home, we take the time and pop into our village shops, our small shops. I'm on a very narrow road. I wonder if this car can get past. Yes, he can. And, yeah, so they rock. Pop in and get your can of dandelion and burdock, or your fiery ginger ale, or your random tin of beans with artichokes. Just for a change. Just because you know you might be paying a couple of pence more than you do the supermarkets, but you are paying for community. You're paying for a soul a lot of the time. Let's face it, we don't go to church as much as we used to. We don't even go to the pub as much as we used to, but that's another thing we should really exercise and use. So yeah, I think we should make the effort more. I know I will, and I do. Right, now to have a can of dandelion and burdock. Which has dandelions and burdock in. It does, honest. Says on the can.